William Morrow and Harper Audio present My Last Duchess, a Wilds of Lindo Castle prequel by Eloisa James, performed by Susan Duerden. Chapter 1. Lindo Castle, Cheshire, October 7th, 1766. The Duke of Lindo dropped into a chair behind his library desk, feeling as if he'd taken a sharp blow to the gut. His hand tightened into a fist, crumpling the parchment he held. The record of an act to dissolve the marriage of Hugo, Duke of Lindo, with Lady Yvette Mordaunt, and to enable the said Duke to marry again. That would be his second marriage, since he had lost his much-beloved wife Marie a decade earlier. His ill-advised marriage to Yvette was over. A pulse of anger went through him, and he shoved it away. Yvette had fled with her Prussian lover a year ago, leaving behind their four children, not to mention Marie's three and his young ward Parth, with all the concern of a cat abandoning a litter of kittens. Hearing voices in the entry, he dropped the document in a drawer, just as his twin sister, Lady Nose, strode into the room. She was dressed for riding, wearing a cream-coloured habit in the newest style, a huge collar, a great many buttons on her sky-blue waistcoat, and easily twice as many on the jacket. Her wide-brimmed hat was made of the same sky-blue silk, trimmed with white fur. "Did it arrive?" She pulled off her hat and threw it on a chair. Hugo's mouth quirked up. "Your wig, Louisa,"